We're grateful to be able to offer a garland of poems inspired by the anniversary of Transcendence Perfection, 843 poems written from midnight to midnight, a 24-hour period on November 1st, which is tomorrow, 43 years ago. I'll use poem number 322 as an introduction. The compassion light from above. Necessity does not reform us. It is the compassion light from above that reforms us. Reality does not fulfill us. It is the compassion light. It is the satisfaction concern from above that reforms us, fulfills us, and glorifies us. What are these poems if not Guru's compassion light from above? If you do not know the kind of person I am, then I wish to tell you, I am a truth seeker, a God lover, a God revealer, and a God fulfiller on earth, a God dreamer, and a God bestower in heaven. I simply do what many dream of.
I simply do what others talk about.
I simply become what others dare not even to imagine.
I cannot exactly say who loved God first, or who needed God first. But this much I can say. I am one of those few, very few, who need God first, who love God first, long before they think of themselves, love themselves.
Earth, I will do it for free. I will help you increase your aspiration cry for heaven abundantly. I will do it for free.
Heaven, I will do it for free. I will help you increase your compassion light for earth generously. I will do it for free.
I shall do it for you. I shall pray to God for you. I shall meditate on you. You need only allow me to pray for you and to meditate on you. Just do me that much favor.
My soul, I will pour into you. Do anything you want to do with it. Make me into either the beauty of the morning or the ugliness of imperfection night. Do anything you want.
I shall give you a chance if you will take a chance. I shall give you a new life if you will take a new life. I shall give you everything you need. But it is you who have to take it from me. In your cheerful acceptance light is your life's perfection manifestation.
My soul will go to you without fail. Let nothing stop it.
Your soul will come to me without fail. Let nothing stop it. His actions interpret God. His silence represents God. He has reached the highest. He stands beside the highest. You know where he started from. He started from the lowest, the very lowest. His concentration has given him what it has, power. With power, he has changed the lives of multitudes. His meditation has given him what it has, love. With love, he has changed the face of humanity. His contemplation has given him what it has, oneness. With his oneness, he becomes man, the lover divine. With his oneness, he becomes God, the beloved supreme. He lives for others.
He lives for others. His confidence in God satisfies others, pleases others, fulfills others.
He lives for others. He is the sole light of God, beauty's all-illumining height.
The diamond hope for which the ages groaned has now opened its eye in him to save humanity, to manifest divinity, to fulfill the absolute supreme.
His very life on earth is the soul of disciplined light.
His very heart on earth is the smile of perfection height.
His very body on earth is the singleness of God's living purpose here on earth.
He looks beautiful in eternal silence.
He looks soulful in eternal sound.
He looks fruitful in eternal surrender to God, reality, to God, divinity.
When he appears, everything clears up.
When he appears, everybody cheers up.
When he appears, everybody nears not only the goal, but the goal, beauty itself.
His eyes are made of the beauty of the stars. His arms are made of the duty of the sun. His head is made of the beauty of the moon.
His life belongs not to him, but to the God vision operating in humanity. His life is divinity's progress in humanity's success.
His are the eyes that have forgotten to sleep.
His is the heart that has forgotten to ignore.
His is the life that has forgotten to negate.
His is the eye that watches the world with compassion.
His is the heart that loves the world with benediction.
His is the soul that fulfills the world with salvation's realization.
His smile is the fragrance of the soul. His smile is the luster of the beyond.
His smile is man's trust in God and God's trust in man. His sparkling smile. In that smile, the world grows and glows.
In that smile, a new world blossoms. In that smile, earth suffering hears the message of fire, pure transformation, complete transformation.
When he smiles, he becomes a perfect Buddha. When he cries, he becomes a perfect Ramakrishna. When he dances, he becomes a perfect Krishna. When he prays, he becomes a perfect Christ. When he meditates, he no longer remains an avatar. He becomes another God, a perfect God.
Just mention his name. You will gain a free access to God's entire heaven existence, but try to be humble. Otherwise, on your way to God's palace in heaven, you are bound to stumble.
From each age to each age, O Lord, you come into the world, yet we enjoy living in oblivion cave.
Still, O Lord, you come to wipe our tearful eyes and make us feel that you love us and you need us.